Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, May 25th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Believers prepare for an onslaught of trouble from Buddhist monks in Sri Lanka. Christian education in Romania may be the norm in public schools. And China's church gets a boost from a radio ministry. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. In an earlier report, we told you about an anti-conversion bill under consideration in Sri Lanka. A group of Buddhist monks promised they would push it through to make Sri Lanka a righteous state. However, Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton speculates the surprises in neighboring India may change that.
We have already seen that the election of a new government has affected some of the anti-conversion laws. Sri Lanka has considered an anti-conversion law very similar to what we have seen in India. Hopefully, they will watch and say, well, maybe we should hold off on that for a while.
Nettleton says their teams are training church leaders on how to deal with persecution, adding it will intensify.
In Sri Lanka, it is the Buddhists who see people who they had influence over now becoming Christians. That weakens their power base, and as they see the church grow, they see their own influence shrink. That makes them feel threatened and angry, and so they strike out with violence.
Meanwhile, the Australian government is joining the United States in warning people about traveling to Indonesia. The warning was issued following information that indicated terrorist attacks were being planned against Australian and other Western targets. Australians are being urged to leave Aceh and Ambon as reports of attacks against embassies, international schools, churches, and other sites have been received. No word on how this will affect missions work. You're listening to Mission Network News. A meeting with education leaders in Romania may mean Christian education could be a part of the country's curriculum. Dan Egler with the Association of Christian Schools International says they met with a member of parliament about a proposed law that could have a detrimental effect on the future of Christian schooling there. Egler says that discussion led to a launch meeting with a university professor.
This professor was in charge of a new protocol called Quality Assurance. It would be the American equivalent of accreditation. He asked for a copy of our manual, and when we got done, he said he wanted to weave that into the Romanian document.
Not only that, but he wants to pilot the program with ACSI's top three Christian schools. Egler says there's an ultimate purpose to all of this.
The next generation coming up is seeking. They understand that the old ways did not work, and they're looking for the truth, and they're looking for answers. And so if we can help shape the hearts and minds with the truth of the gospel message, now's the time.
Next, for nearly 10 years, Transworld Radio has been providing a radio and study materials to house churches in China. To date, over 56,000 radio church kits have been distributed. TWR's Rachel Zhang says there's a need for many more radio church kits.
A lot of new believers, they became Christians, and they're so passionate about God. So they just go out and share gospel without the knowledge about God's teaching. They've never been to a Bible college. They've never received any biblical education.
Due to the limited number of seminaries and no local Christian radio or television in China, shortwave radio will continue to play a major role in helping the local church in China disciple believers.
It's illegal to have Christian programs on local radio stations or TV stations. So the only mass media that they can go through to study Bible or listen words of God is from shortwave radios.
And finally, it was a hostage situation that kept a missionary couple captive for more than a year. It ended with the death of one and the release of the other. It's the story of Martin and Gracia Burnham, missionaries with New Tribes Mission in the Philippines, and it's now available on DVD. The DVD focuses on Gracia and her two children, Jeff and Mindy. It tells the story of life in captivity and how the kids coped without mom and dad. Call our resource line for more information. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions database logo on the left, where you can find out about short-term mission trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.